Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. Licensed clinical psychotherapist Dr. Leslie Beth Wish gained international prominence for her groundbreaking research about women's hidden obstacles to career development and the power of intuition. A best-selling self-help author, her book Smart Relationships and Love Adventures of Almost Smart Cookie, honored for her pioneering work in love, career, happiness, success. Dr. Wish has been named by the National Association of Social Workers on their list of the 50 who have contributed to the profession. Her solid, practical, and trusted advice has worked for the thousands of men, women, couples she has counseled. She's the founder of LoveVictory.com and co-founder of the Counseling Network for the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Dr. Wish and her colleague, Dr. Carol Morgan, are developing workshops in Trusting Your Love Intuition. To receive gifts and learn about the workshops and free events, well, simply go to Dr. Wish's website, LoveVictory.com, and sign up on the right side of the screen. Joining us on today's This Week in America to discuss trusting your intuition, back with us once again, Dr. Leslie Beth Wish. Dr. Wish, welcome back to the program. It is always a pleasure.
Thank you. I love being interviewed with you. I really do. This is a pleasure. I love that you're dedicated to helping others.
Well, we try to do that, and you are so helpful, and we get the great response when we have you on the program. And I mentioned the topic today is intuition and trusting your intuition. Let's start off by defining exactly what is intuition. We hear it thrown around a lot. I'm not sure if it's thrown around correctly all the time. What exactly is intuition?
And I don't even know if there is a correct way to describe it, but let's think of it this way in terms of how we use it. Intuition is just another way of knowing. So let's start with that. Secondly, let's look at why is it so important? I want you to think about some of the decisions that you've made in your life about maybe which house to buy or which apartment to rent, what kind of car to buy, whether to buy a car, what college to go to, what job to take, what little want ad in the paper sounds appealing to you for a job, and which person to go out with. So all these things are decisions, big and small, and no matter how many checklists you make, you know how we make those checklists, positive, negative, this is good, this is bad, you know, la, la, la. And when you get done doing that, you still don't have a decision. And what usually happens is that your intuition kicks in without your even knowing it. Something happens that says, I'm going with this one. And so that is, in the best of circumstances, your intuition kicking in.
Do some people have more intuition than others? Are they more intuitive than others or just more aware, possibly?
Yes, I don't think that there are great variations in a person's potential to be intuitive, but it does seem that some people are more intuitive than others. I've been intuitive almost all my life and very aware of it, so I've been very lucky. But you don't have to rely on luck. You can cultivate your intuition, and that's one of the things we do in our workshops. We train your intuition.
Well, let's talk about your background, and we've touched on that before. You're like 3 years old, and you knew who to trust sort of, again, instinctively, intuitively. Talk about that, and when you realized, you know, I really need to listen to this inner voice because it's guiding me in the right direction. You knew you were aware very early this was working for you.
I was about 4.5, 5 years old. Yes, I did have some experiences when I was 3, but my favorite example is when I was 5. And in the United States, when you're 5, you're usually in kindergarten. So I went to kindergarten, you know, a typical one, nothing unusual. And one of the things that we did was coloring. It seems that coloring is really big in kindergarten or preschool. So there was this big sheet of paper with these dark lines, you know, drawings of ducks. And of course, the goal here was to color within the lines because God forbid you should color outside the lines. So I took my blue crayon and colored these little ducks blue. I did give them little orange beaks, but I colored their little bodies blue. So the teacher walks around the room and she picks up my paper and says, "What's this? Ducks are not blue." And I said to myself almost instantaneously, what a stupid, jerky teacher in my mind. And I said to her, I lifted up my sweet little face and I said, Yes, they are blue in my dreams. And so that was how something just whooshed over me. This is not a good teacher. Don't trust her. Protect yourself. Keep a low profile and you'll get through this. No need to make waves with this person. You'll never get anywhere. And that's when I was aware that, oh my goodness, how come nobody else sees her? Because all these kids who I walked home with said, oh, that was fun. That teacher was really nice. You know, we got extra orange juice. Well, gosh, that wasn't going to make me like her. So that was when I was really absolutely super aware that I had this instant ability to make assessments.
And you've been able to use that effectively and teach people how to use it effectively ever since. Dr. Leslie Beth Wish, our guest in the program. Website is very simple, lovevictory.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the website, lovevictory.com. Some people would call it gut instinct rather than intuition. Are they one and the same?
Yes and no, because here, I'm going to get my little helpmate here, okay? This is Sam, you know, male or female. I just named it Sam. So most people say gut instinct, that they feel it somewhere in here. And that brain-gut connection is very early in your development. It's, you know, part of our primitive processes. But not everybody feels it in their gut. So the first thing that we do in our workshops, which will soon be up and running, is train you to know where your intuitive signals come from. And they can come from more than one place. Some people feel them in their head, like a thought going through their head. Some people hear something. I've had that experience where I heard something. You know how when you're in the airport and that loudspeaker says, the flight to Indiana has been changed to gate 24.
Yes.
And that's what it kind of sounds like in my head sometimes. It's like, whoa, okay, I hear you. Some people feel it in their legs. Their legs get really kind of, you know, nervous and shaky, and they sense that something is kind of running down their spine all the way down to their legs. And some people feel a fluttering in their heart. Oh my God, oh my God, or even a choked up feeling in their throat. None of those are right or wrong. It's what your pattern is. And your responsibility to yourself is to know those patterns. So that's a good place to start.
So that's interesting that for some of us, we receive intuitive messages in different ways. So if we're thinking it has to be sort of a subliminal message that we're getting, that's not necessarily the case. Is what you're saying. We all probably receive these messages, but we receive them in different ways.
And the other problem is we either don't detect them, because sometimes they can be very subtle, like a little, you know, like a mini startle response, or you feel like a big question mark is in your head. I had a client who said she was going out the door of her house and she felt like a big question mark was in her head. And I said, what was that about? She said, I sensed that I shouldn't go out of the house today. I really needed to be home. So when you have a sensation, as small as it might be, ask yourself, what could it be about? Close your eyes and I want you to think of the words that come into your head that you hear, or what images do you see going across your mind? What can you access? And what she accessed was that something was important and she had to be home for it. That's what kind of floated through her. And don't worry if nothing comes to you and if silly thoughts come to you like, oh, I've got to get butter today. Just let it go through your head and forget about it and see what comes through again. So you're getting in the process of opening up your senses and your brain receptivity to finding out what it is that your signal is telling you. And what was happening to her was that she got an important phone call from one of her family members, that one of the family members was in an auto accident. They came out okay, but that she needed to come home and, you know, arrange for a flight right then. And she had left the house, she wouldn't have gotten that phone call.
Dr. Leslie Beth Wish, our guest on the program. If you go to the website, lovevictory.com, a lot of great information there, a lot of great information on intuition there. And one thing you talk about are awareness lights and how we need to trust those. Talk about the concept of awareness lights and how we can use that.
Well, the awareness lights is, again, your way of knowing how you receive your signals. I want you to keep this image of Sam in your mind. And for those of you who can't see me, I'm holding up this very flexible wooden figure on a stand, and I can move this person's arms and knees and legs and head. I can bend his body. So just sort of imagine a flexible wooden structure. So I use this a lot in my workshops and with my clients to help them understand, where is that signal coming from? So pay attention. Go through the next couple months or weeks or days, whatever works for you, and see if you can detect any kinds of things. Anything like, should I go here? Should I go there? Check the traffic reports later to find out, did I avoid an accident or an incident? Or was I home for a phone call and decided to stay home? It could be anything, big or small. But the real problem is not just receiving these signals and knowing, you know, how to get them and where they are, like putting my little guy down. The most important thing is believing in them. And what happens to most of us is we say something like, oh, that's weird. That's very woo-woo, you know. That's
exactly,
that,
yes.
You know, woo, that, you know, oh, come on, you know. And so don't do that, because what you are doing is volunteering to close a door on your way of knowing.
Can intuition be wrong?
Oh, that's the best question of all. Yes. So let's think about that. When intuition is wrong the most often is on dates, going out on a date and deciding whether this person is good for you or not, whether you're going to find a way to have your girlfriend call you or your friend call you and say, oh, you know, I've got to take this call. I'm so sorry. I've got to get home. It was really nice meeting you. You know, those are the ways that we make snap decisions, and we base it on this really misguided word called chemistry. And we think that this person is good for us or bad based on whether you feel a connection or the sparks fly or they don't fly. And what happens is your intuition is not just an off or on switch. It goes through lots of different circuitry in your development and in your psychological memories of good and bad things. And so what happens is your signals can get clouded, your trust in them can get clouded based on all the messages you learned about yourself and your family, all the things that your parents said to you, all your bad experiences. All of those are instantaneously going through your head and telling you, this guy's really good for me, or this girl is a really good person, when really what's happening is that you're falling back on unhealthy, dysfunctional comfort zones that make you choose the same kind of relationship over and over again because it seems so right.
Dr. Leslie Beth Wish, our guest of the program, lovevictory.com is the website. Information on her books there, information on her workshops, working on the workshop on love intuition that we've touched on the program, and a lot of great information there, lovevictory.com. A couple minutes left in the program. Let's talk about cues and clues. You talk about that and being able to, and I guess that's a key to intuition, is to be able to pick up the cues and the clues. What should we be looking for?
Well, let's again talk about dates because we're talking about love intuition. So let me just repeat real quickly. Your intuition can be strong but wrong, because what it also can be based on is your emotional comfort zone with things that are familiar to you but not good for you. So one of the things that we do in our workshops is try to unhook the ways that you mistrust your intuition and feel that although it's strong, you're now aware that it could be wrong. So what most people do is they, I'm getting some props, and for those of you who are just listening, I'm holding up a beautiful red heart and an owl to indicate wisdom, and your head, you know, what you think with.
Yes.
So what most people do is they don't know whether to listen to their head or their heart. So what most people do is listen to one or the other, or, which is in some ways even more dangerous, your head and your heart are giving you the same, you know, green light, your go message, but it's wrong, because once again, it's based on your comfort with comfort zones that aren't good for you. So let's say, just as a quick example, you are the baby of the family and a true baby. You know, everyone's told you what to do. And every time you get into a relationship, you choose someone who tells you what to do. And so it begins to feel comfortable. That's how you grew up. They called you the baby. Baby's coming this weekend. Baby. You know, you're a grown person, but your name is baby. And so you get into that comfort zone and you have chemistry for people who might just really rule your life. So it's not just important to get your head and heart aligned. It's to make sure that they're right.
You know, you had a couple minutes left in the show, and that's interesting. And all of this is fascinating, available at Dr. Wish's website. So often you hear people say you really need to use your head more than your heart. If you use your heart, you're going to be making irrational decisions. What I'm hearing is, no, your heart can be as valuable, maybe even more valuable than your mind.
Both are valuable. You've got to listen to your thoughts, know what your heart is saying, but you have to know whether it's the right message. So you're asking about cues and clues. I want you to think about your dates. So let's talk about what women complain is one of their number one, you know, things that bother them. The swiveling neck, you know, the one that looks at all the different, you know, women going by and, you know, and it doesn't look at you and is distracted, or flirts with the wait person, touches the wait person, calls her honey. Whoa, those are big tells. Or how about your date, whether it's a man or a woman, who orders for you, does everything for you, has to take you to the best restaurant, knows everybody in the restaurant, waves them on, hey, Sal, how you doing? And makes a show of talking a little bit louder and lets everyone know what he or she knows about wine and whether you have this vineyard or that vineyard and chateaus and all that. You know, be very careful. It's so easy to be swept off your feet with someone like that because you feel you're with someone who knows. Well, someone who knows doesn't have to broadcast it, right?
Yes.
These men and people in general feel, they make you feel safe. They know what they're doing. So be very careful, because overly chivalrous behavior, did I say that right? Chivalrous behavior seems very, it's, well, it gets tangled. It feels very good, but often it isn't just kindness that is being done. It's keeping you down, you know, treating you like the little person, the little lady. So be very careful if someone has that too muchness factor.
Another program with a lot of great information. Our guest on the program, Dr. Leslie Beth Wish, her website is lovevictory.com. Information there on the workshops that she's putting together. You can sign up for, get newsletters, and do that at the website, lovevictory.com. Dr. Wish, it is always a pleasure. Great show today. Went by way too quickly, as they always do. And for you and Sam, I thank you very much for being with us on the program. And we look forward to continuing our discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.